Nazir Shagilach Vinoy de Lashu Tomei. Famous Maisa. Maisa Hoy, a Nazir Shagilach. He did it. He showed off his hair, yeah? You with me, Shlomi? Shlomi, you there? Nazir Shagilach Vinoy de Lashu Tomei. Nazir did Giluach. He shaved off his hair and then he discovered his Tomei. So what's the halacha? He ready did the Giluach.
On the days of Amad Aleph.
Amad Aleph. Samach Gil Amad Aleph. Top of the page. Nazir did Giluach. Yeah, then he discovered. And then he discovered the his tummy. So what is halacha? The halacha over here is: does he have to go do the Nazirus all over again? In other words, this Nazir ready. It was day 30. He brought the kabbana.
Maybe he became tummy after he shaved.
No. Let's one thing. No. He discovered that he was tummy before he shaved.
Oh.
Okay. Let's say the last day. Let's say day 30 was on Monday. On Monday he brought the kabbana. He shaved off his hair. He's called the Achin Yishte Hanozir Yain. He drank Yain, L'chaim. The Achar Yishte Hanozir Yain. Alt is good. Everything is finally good. No, everything Monday, the whole procedure, the whole ceremony. Tuesday morning, he discovers that last week, when he went to a certain place and walked on a certain location, it's Boruk, that there was Tum in that location. So now the question is, since he discovers retroactively that he was Tameh during the 30 days of Nazirus, maybe he has to start the Nazirus, do the Nazirus all over again and bring the Kurbanos.
Why didn't he say anything before shaving?
Why let's see the Chiddush. Let's see. It's like you bring Kurbanos. Whoa, what are you playing over here?
Nothing, I just sent
you the link. Trey called Eloy Mishtami.
Why didn't he speak up before he got a shave?
No, he did not know.
Then he remembered retroactively that he was tuma before
not
he shaved.
Not remembered. It was let known to him. He didn't remember. It was discovered.
Someone told him.
What?
You mean someone told him about it?
Yes.
Okay,
he discovered that he was tuma. So nazir gilach v'nedlashu tuma im tuma yidua soisa. Now, here's the
difference. What do you mean, Tumen
Yidua? Which means that this is the daf. You've come tonight to the right place. We're learning tonight the sugya of Tumas Tehoim. Okay, this is the sugya of Tumas Tehoim. What is Tumas Tehoim? A Tumah that no person ever knew about. A Tumah that is not even. It's a very incredible chidush when it comes to loads of Tumas. Mamash, these are Hechel and Yonim. Almost like the Zazar. It's cool chidush. There's something called Tumas Tehoim. You know what Tumas Tehoim is?
Tumas Tehoim?
Tumas Tehoim. Tumas.
It means
no one ever knew that this location was Tomei.
Okay.
How then? So how could it possibly? It means the person basically died and fell into a pit, and then the pit was covered over by some natural occurrence,
okay.
And there wasn't even one living person in this world that knew that there was a dead body in this location.
Okay.
It's very, very. This is a little strange, right? Yeah, but you would think that they were buried. The people that were deliberately buried there, there's someone over there was buried. The person is put in a grave. They lower the person into a grave. So that's not called Tumas Tehoim. That's called Tumas Yidua. That once upon a time in this world, it was known by a human being that there is a dead body in this location. That's called Tumas Yidua. Then there's something called Tumas Tehoim, which means no one ever knew that there's a dead body in this location.
No one ever knew, even 3,000 years ago.
Correct.
No one ever knew.
How can you make the determination? Let's see the Gemara. Nazir shu gilach v'nedlashu tumah. Im tumah yidua, if it's tumah yidua, soiser.
Now, he has to start all over again.
That they discovered, the play those things, the last week he walked down this certain road. And he said, what? You went to that road? Don't you know that that road goes directly over a cemetery? And there are no markers? There are no stones? I didn't know that. A cemetery is called tumah yidua. When the people were buried, it was known they were buried. So the mail, what does Allah Rabbi Shaul Lehman said? There's no question that the talk about the person has to be soiser, he has to start all over again. The Imtumas Tehoim, now this is where it comes, this is a tremendous chiddush. Halacha L'moshe, I think it's Halacha L'moshe, we see, Imtumas Tehoim, Einoi Soiser, Rashi. Incredible chiddush.
What do you mean, Imtumas Tehoim, how did they find, somehow miraculously they found out?
Let's see what it's over here in Rashi. Nozer Shegilach Teglachas Tehai Rabbi Yom Shloshim V'yechad Shloi. Nozer, it's day 31. Monday was day 31, and he did everything that he is supposed to do. He shaved off his hair, he brought the korbanos, and he did everything fine. V'noy de lo shu tameh, b'tumas meis. That's a very important. So it's looking to him, it's looking to tumas meis. Bein shnidma b'soich melois, bein shnidma liach melois. It's another very important halacha. Lebo b'yom koydim shehevi karbonoisav v'shegilach. Okay, this is another very big chiddush. Don't lose this. You almost lost. Another chiddush is that even if this happened to him on Monday morning, before he brought his karbonos, when did he bring his karbonos? Let's say he brought his karbonos Monday morning at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is when the ceremony took place. Let's say it was discovered that he walked on a road at 9:30, where that he did not realize and he was tummy. So you would say, listen, he already made it to the finish line. It's already day 31. This is the sugi, meaning the Masechta. Once already you made it to day 31, to day 30, 31, and you're eligible to bring the korbanos, and now you become tummy, do you really need to go and start all over again? You already made it.
Why didn't you have a cheskes tara?
Why don't we have a cheskes? A cheskes over here. It's a vaday. Over here, it's a vaday. Vaday tame. There's no doubt about it that he walked over a grave. Okay, so it turns out Rashi over here says it makes no difference whether they discovered that he came in contact with tumah. Let's say 2 weeks ago, when he was in the middle of his 30 days, or even if he came in contact with Tumah for sure on day 31, when he was eligible to bring the Korbanos, he had to wait. The Kohanim were not ready for him until 10 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock, he's going for a stroll, and now he doesn't even realize he's walking over a dead body, and then later in the day he brings his Korbanos, and then the next thing, do you know, realize that yesterday, on day 31, before you brought your Korbanos, you came in contact with the dead. So the halacha is, even though you already finished your 30 days, it doesn't matter. Halacha is you have to start all over again. And then you megaleach. So imtum yidua. Now here's the key words. Imtum yidua. Haisa b'shosh shenitma harayz esoyser esakol. Avol lo nitma ad la'achar havas karbonosav. Now let's say...
So what's the problem if it comes to him after he brings the karbonosav? He's finished with everything before.
Im tuma yidua haisa b'sha. If he discovers now, that last week when I was in the middle of my nezirus, I really was tame.
Yeah.
I really wasn't tame. Haisa b'sha shenidma. Haraz es soiser zakol.
Avoloi. Being soiser, he brought a carbon betuma.
Correct.
He needs to bring another carbon, an asham. What does he have to bring?
I think that sitz is meratz. If you already bring the carbon, if I'm not mistaken, if you already brought the carbon and they found it afterwards, I don't think you have to bring another carbon anymore. I think once already you brought the carbon and then you discover you become tame, then even the tame you do it, I'm not so sure you bring the carbonus again.
Didn't we learn by Asham, if you bring the tumah in a height or it comes into Bismigdash tumah?
That's where you have suffix. That's where you have a suffix.
No.
Tashm Tolu.
No, that's a different... I'm not talking about
that's a different case. That's Asham. That's a different case.
I'm talking about Avadai.
I don't know. I do not know. Let's see for a second. Read the Rashi.
What is he saying here?
Let's say you don't become tummy until you bring the korbanos stuff. I feel it with tummy yidua. Ain't a soyser
lezayin. What do you mean he doesn't come to me after bring?
Because you didn't cut your hair yet.
Then there's no shaila.
No, because you did not know. You did not cut your hair yet. You brought.
I thought you cut your hair before you bring the korbanos.
No, you cut your after bring the korbanos.
Oh,
so let's say the nazir he brought the korbanos, and then before he cut his hair, before the gilach. Then he became a tuma yedua. Then I feel him. Then ain't a soyser elazayin.
And what about before he brings the karbanos? Let's say middle of the 30 days or after, and before bring, then you have to it's soyser all
days,
30 days.
The whole nezirus, all 30 days. So that's the chiluk. The chiluk is if he becomes tuma before he brings the karbanos, he's soyser everything. He has to start all over again. He becomes tuma after he brought the karbanos.
Yeah.
But before he did giluach.
Yeah.
Before he did the giluach, then he soyser zayin, 7 days. Zayin just means he has to go.
Shlishi v'shvi,
paraduma. Kedusha and perek shlishi. We learn this. Mish nizrak alav echem min adamim.
What does that mean? Echem min adamim.
There are three korbanos.
Yeah.
And he brought only one carbon. And after they brought the carbon, then v'kim the bigmar the l'divrei hakol zayin soyser v'suloi. If they brought for him one carbon. And then he became tummy before he did the giluach. He only has to count 7 days. That's it, 7 days.
When does he do the gula after he brings the three karbanos?
That's the machlokes. Which karban is the whole machlokes? Which karban you bring with? We always are familiar
with
the shlamim.
You always bring three karbanos after. You mean you bring an additional karban after you become tuma? But let's say you never became tuma. How many karbanos do you bring? Just two.
Three.
Oh, you bring three.
There are three. If you make it to the end, three karbanos.
Chatas, asham, and
shlamim.
And shlamim.
Three karbanos. Chatas, asham, and shlamim.
And let's say if you come tuma. How many karbanos do you have to bring?
An oil, an oila. A chatas, an oila, and a shlamim. A chatas, an oila, and a karban shlamim.
Oh.
If he becomes tummy, I can look at you over here in the mirror. If he becomes, if you want to look in the mirror? If you come, but if you become, if you become tummy, then he brings an osham.
No.
A chatas, an oila, and an osham. An osham. Okay, when he finishes the naziris b'tahira, he brings a chatas, oila, and a karban shlamim. The shlamim is only brought, when he's tahira,
right?
And asham is only brought when he becomes tamei. Now next Rashi. So everyone agrees if he became tamei before the karbanos, soiser hakoil. If he became tamei in between the karbanos, even one karban and the giluach, then he's soiser zayin.
Yeah.
V'im ad shloy gilach. Let's say shloy gilach noida lo shnitma bein bo b'yom bein shnitma b'soch yimei melois. Bein kach bein kach, bein b'tuma yidua, bein b'tuma atahoyim, soyser es hakol. So then it doesn't make a difference. What do we say? To go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "No, she's not another shoshu tamei. Im tuma yidua soyser soyser, v'im tuma atahoyim ain't a soyser. Im ad shelo gil. This is where shegilach. Okay, one more time. Top of the Mishnah. Another shegilach. He already did the giluach.
Yeah.
It's already after everything is done. The
karbanos
and the giluach, v'neila shutame, imtum yudua soiser, v'imtumas tohoim, einoi soiser, garnished. Okay, einoi soiser, nothing. But
why?
Let's say, halacha l'vash m'sinai. We're going to see the Gemara, halacha l'vash m'sinai. Now, imad shloi gilach, it's a tremendous chiddush. And this was Rabbi Shulman's question. Rabbi Shulman says, how could that possibly be? How could it possibly be that the Nazir discovers that he came in contact with Tumas Tumah, it's Tumah, and now, so what's the chilik between Tumas Yidua and Tumas Tohoim? If Tumas Yidua, you have to start all over again. So Tumas Tohoim, you should start all over again. That we'll see.
Why is it called Tumas Tohoim? Because
the depth, no one knows about it. It's an expression which means no one knows about
it. How does he know that he's Tumas? I came in contact.
They discovered the unknown. They discovered.
Oh, so why would that be different? Why would that be so?
We need that. We need the Gemara for that.
Okay.
Now the Mishnah, but let's say Im Achalo Gilach. Let's say a person before he did Giluach. Before he sheds off his hair, he discovers that he came in contact with Tuma, bein kach, whether it's Tumas Yiduah or even Tumas Tehoim, what
he's
is the halacha? Soiser. Soiser what?
Seven.
After the Giluach, between the Kurbanis and Giluach, seven. Ketzah. Now, here we're going to give examples. Ketzah. Yorad litvol b'ma'ara v'nimsa meis sof al pi ha'ma'ara. Tomei.
He goes to the mikvah. In a cave?
He goes into a cave. That's what, they did. The other little bit more. Venims, and it was discovered. It was discovered now a week later. He goes to what's called Tumah Yidua, and it's discovered a mace sof al pnei ha'ma'ara tamei. Why?
He was floating on the
in
entrance.
That same cave. This person was toivel. We're giving now an example of how do you have the thing Tumah Yidua.
It's interesting how you're saying it's floating at the entrance.
It's floating. It's floating. It's floating. Al pi ha'ma'ara. He went to the mikvah to be mitar from shrotzim for a different type of tumah. A week later, it's now Tuesday. He went through the entire ceremony on Monday, and now it's Tuesday. And Tuesday, they found on Tuesday in that cave. He went to that mikvah last week. 2 weeks ago, he was toivel in that mikvah. And now they discover in that mikvah, they find a body that's floating in the mikvah. And they can do
that. That's what I mean, in the mikvah.
Yes, in the mikvah. They find in the mikvah a body floating. So the fact that it's floating is an indication that this is a tumah yidua. It cannot be that there's a body that's floating that was not known about. Let's say, nimso mishuka bekarko hamo'ara. Then, let's say he was buried in the karka hamo'ara, yorad l'hoker tohar, if he went there to this cave to cool off, he's tohar, li toher, to be mitar mitumas meis tomei. Let's see the Rashi. Ketzai. Rashi over here is now coming to define over here what it means tumas toim. Ketzai. He tumas atohoim she'ena soiser nidma b'tumas meis. Here we go. In nidma b'tumas meis. The yorad litbol b'moora. He went there to the tumas meis. He was tummy tumas meis. The yorad litbol b'moora. He went to the mikvah. Bayoyim hashvish on the last of the 7 days. After he went out, when he went into the mikvah,
he didn't notice it.
He did not notice this. If right now it is discovered that the mace is floating on the water, this is not by definition called tumas hatohim. Even if this is not known to him until after the giluach, Lisham, litbol. Even if he only went there not to be toivol, elul hoker, hare ze tame v'soyis reshul. Now, what's the chilik between going lahoker to cool off or going to be metahar yourself? Very simple. Chazokas, mesachta nida. Because a person is going into the mikvah to cool off. Right, let's say.
Oh, that's what he means, the cool off in the mikvah.
He's going there to swim. He's going there for recreation.
Really?
So that means the person is tohar. Right now, I am tohar. The status quo is, I'm tohar. So now you want to change my chazaka by saying, oh, there was a dead body there. Who says? If I went into this cave and I did not notice anything, I have a right to assume that there was nothing there at the time that I went to the mikvah. So therefore, I can maintain the status quo. If until now... What? No, that's the chilik. If when it says lohoker, it means you have a cheskas tahara. Lohoker means until now, I'm tahar. I went there, I'm tahar, I'm totally tahar. I went there to go swimming. And now, we get a report that the place where I went swimming... there's a dead body, there's a problem. So does that mean, do I have to be chayish, that at the time that I went swimming, I came in contact with a dead body, I was in oil on this. So to change my status is going against my chazaka. We're not yet up to Tumas Tohoim yet. Let's first talk about Tumas Vada. Even Tumas Vada, you'll say, Tumas Vada, you'll say, why? It's a suffix. If I went swimming and I did not see anything in the... Maybe something happened. So because I started out in a state of Tahira, and now we entered into a moment of Sofik, it's you're going against my Cheskas Kashras, my Cheskas Tahira. Who says we should say that a Sofik, maybe there was a mace there, maybe there was not a mace there, should take away my Chazok of being tar? In halacha, you always maintain the status quo. The status quo creates a halachic koyach that is hard to challenge. Incumbent. Okay, in an election, they always say the one that's currently the incumbent, the one that has the chazaka of being in office, there's a chazaka he'll get through. It's a fact. The incumbent always usually has the upper edge. If you have a chazaka of being tar and you went out to cool off, and now there's a suffix, what happened in this location? You don't have to, so you can say it can be Mekel. Kamash Milan, no, you cannot be Mekel. Since now we find a Tumah Yadua, we have to assume the worst. And we have to assume that even if you went there, for recreation, which means that you were tar to begin with, it's going to damage your chazaka. Kol Shekin.
Wait a second, and then what's going to happen if he goes there to just take a swim?
When he goes there to take a swim, is he tar or tameh?
He's tar.
He's tar. So do we know that the dead body was there for sure?
No.
So to declare him tame, you're going against his chazaka. That's a chiddush.
Yeah.
Let's say the person was tame meis. Wow. He was vadai tame meis, and he went to the mikvah to be metahir himself. And then it turns out, it turns out there was a suffix at that moment when he went into the mikvah. So in this case, it's much easier to say that he's tame.
But then afterwards, he found that's a vadai.
Because what was his chazaka? When Itame, He was Tamei Meis. He went to the mikveh to be metar himself. There is a suffix that there was a dead body in the mikveh.
Yeah.
So that means that his tevil in the mikveh was not valid.
Right.
So in this case, it's the suffix is working against him because his chazokah, his presumption was he was being Tamei.
Right.
Until now he's Tamei. You want to change him from Tamei to Tar, and now you have a problem because there was a dead body? Who says we're going to be able to change you? So again, look at the Rashi one more time. Now that piece of image, look at the Rashi. So we give over here an example. What's not called Tumas HaTohim. Shein is soy, which is not soy sir.
What's the time?
Right, but Rashi over here is going to start by telling you an example first that's not called Tumas
HaTohim.
Let's say a person who's talking to that. That's a very important piece of information. If a person starts out as Tomei Tumas Meis, so his Chazokah is Tomei. The Yorad Litbol B'Mo'ari goes there to immerse himself in this cave. B'yom HaShvi Shalo. U'liyacha Shiyotza Mosa L'Shamei Shehutzof Apnei HaMayim. Shepesach HaMara. V'hu Lo'i Hikirbo Kish Yorad Sham Litbol.
At the time.
The rule is, it's too bad. We have to assume the worst. We assume the very, very worst. Ein Zu Tumas HaTohim. This is not called Tumas HaTohim. V'afilu Im Lo'i Noida loy ad laachash giluach vafilu im lo yorad l'sham. Now he's the bigger chiddush l'sham l'toval el l'hoker. Now he's saying a very big chiddush, new chiddush. Even in that case, hareze tamei v'soitz resakol. Not only is it poshut that if the mace was tsof al pnei ha'ma'ara, that's going to prevent him from changing his status from tamei to tohor. Even if his original status was Tahar, and he went to this Ma'ara just for Lahaker to cool off, and now it's discovered that in this Ma'ara was a mace, it's such a bad situation, we're going to declare him Tomei, Ad Kidei Kach, we're going to make him do over the Naziris all over again.
Yeah.
Okay, why? This is called Tumo Yudua. If the mace is sofa al pnei hamayim, this is called tuma yudua.
Mm-hmm.
We good with that?
Yeah.
You don't jump. He's not jumping the way he normally jumps.
No, I hear.
I'm suspicious. You don't understand what
I'm
talking about.
So what's the difference between if he goes when he's tuma or he goes when he's tar, he goes to the mikveh?
The difference is he has a chazaka. A person has a chazaka. I'll give you a mashal. Laws of nida. A woman, the classic, the first mishnah m'sechtin, the woman does a bedika, and she discovers that she's a nida.
Yeah.
And she, how could it possibly? Question: I've touched Tahiris for the whole last week.
Nice.
The last time I inspected my body was 1 week ago.
Yeah.
And last week I was tahar. There was
right.
No dam.
Right.
It's a week later, I do a bedika and I find dam.
Yeah.
So right now, going forward, I am
tamei.
But what about yesterday? What about this morning?
No,
what about
weren't.
2 weeks ago? Why? If I discovered that this dam right
now...
You
just became tummy now.
Who says I should say right now? This is a three-way machlokes in the first mishnah, in Masechta Nida. According to one man, the Yomar, a woman does the bedika and discovers that she is tamei. She has to go back a lemafreya to the last time she did a bedika. She has to assume the very, very worst, that the second after she did a bedika 7 days ago, she had dam. Which means
and therefore,
everything that she touched for the last bedika is tamei.
Mm-hmm.
The second Adam says daya shaita beis hillel.
I remember this.
Daya shaita.
We learned it. Shuas.
Okay.
Years ago, I learned what Rabbi Shlomo was teaching me.
Shaita. Daya shaita, which means right now.
Nee.
Right now, you could assume the best. If I did a bedika 7 days ago,
it was good.
And I did a bedika today. I have a right to assume that dam appeared the second before I did the bedika.
Right.
Mimela, everything that I touched for the last 7 days is?
Is good.
Is good.
Yeah.
The Chachamim, what do they say? Chachamim say that Bekidah is Beis Shammai. Dayat Shad is Beis Hillel. And what does Beis Shammai say? Chachamim say, Me'eis Leis. You go back 24 hours.
Anything you touch within 24 hours is
right, Tomei. It's Tomei.
How do we pass again?
Like a Chomim. A Chom Daya Shaita.
But let me ask you seriously. Today is not the game. When we touch it, it doesn't come Tomei.
Daya, you go back to...
Because they used to eat Taharas.
It could be the other things that is no game. Whatever it is. You go back to Meisleis. So now here's the same thing. This woman, now according to the Manda Omar, that says that you go Daya Shaita, why? Why? Is it really reasonable to say that she became Tomei right now? Really? She became Tomei right now? Is it really reasonable to say that? Teretz is she has a chazaka. She has a chazaka. Until now, I was tar. The world of halacha is not a world. The laws of halacha do not follow the laws of reality. In the world of reality, what are the chances she saw Dom this last second? Give me the statistics. Give me the statistics. A woman does the bedikah 7 days ago. She does the bedikah today. She discovers this Dom today. Tell me, in the real world of statistics, scientific analysis, what are the chances that she saw Dom a second before she did a bedikah? What would you say the statistics are? 1 in 1,000? It's very, very. So why then is the halacha that everything that she touched until now is tar until this moment? Is because the world of halacha does not follow the world of reality.
But,
there's a chazok.
But she hasn't checked in 7 days. Maybe in between she became, there was blood
that's exactly,
and she wasn't aware
that's
of that.
Exactly the machlag. That's the case of the Mishnah. Oh. And what is the halacha?
According to Basila, how come we don't say maybe she became a day before?
Because
two days before?
She has a chazoka. Mm-hmm. She has a chazoka called a cheskas tahara.
She didn't see. I got it.
The world, but you'll tell me. But go. But what is the in the real world? In the real world, tell me what really likely happened. What likely happened was that somewhere between last week and this week she saw Dam. So when she touched this morning, L'choiris Tomei, right?
Yeah.
No, maybe that's true in the world of reality. But the world of halacha does not follow the world of reality. The world of halacha follows a different set of rules. Does she have a chazaka? It's not a deraisa. The deraisa is chazaka. See, people, this is... Okay, let's talk another case. Pieces of meat. Okay, let's talk a better case. You have three pieces of meat. Minatoyer, according to Moshe Shoran, three pieces of meat. Three pieces. One is treif, 100%, and one is kosher. And two are kosher. They all get mixed up. Are you allowed to eat all three pieces of meat? Minat Torah, according to most Rishonim? Yeah. It's bottle. The one piece that's tray.
Chad betray?
It's chad betray. And even if you want to be machmir, just don't eat them all in one shot. Just don't eat them all together in one shot. It's bottle. There's something called bittel, chad betray. The tray for meat is tray. It gets mixed into pieces of meat. You're allowed now to eat all three pieces of meat. L'chatchila, don't eat them all in one shot. Eat one, another one.
Who eats in one shot? I mean, the
let's say you want to eat in one, but how could it possibly
three sandwiches? You can't eat in one
how
sandwich.
Can it possibly be that you're allowed to eat all three pieces of meat? One of them is for sure treif.
Yeah.
The answer is the world of halacha does not follow the world of reality. Even though it's a reality that one piece is treif, bittul accomplishes a chiddush in halacha that they're all kosher, and you can eat them.
It's like a chiddush, man. Yeah.
That this concept goes through halacha in every dimension of halacha. A woman, she does a bedikah 7 days ago, does a bedikah right now, and right now she finds dam. Let's talk the real world. In the real world, when did she become tameya? Somewhere between last week and this week. Not this morning, L'choira, it's 99% chance that she saw Dam, she was already Tamei this morning. So whatever she touched this morning, L'choira should be Tamei. No, we're not dealing with the world of reality, we're dealing with the world of Halacha. She has a chazaka of Tahara. That chazaka of Tahara remains in force until you know otherwise. And that's the end. Finished. Same thing over here. You have a person that is Tahar. He is Tahar. Yeah? He now goes into a swimming pool, into a mikveh, to cool off, into a cave to cool off. And then he comes out and he goes out. And then they tell him, you know, when you went into that cave, guess what? There was a dead body in that cave. Maybe, yeah, maybe no. We have a suffix. Maybe it was there, maybe it wasn't over there. So you know, you'll say to him, listen, when I went into that cave, I was tar. You want to go challenge my cheskas tahara with a suffix? Go fly a kite. My cheskas tahara is ironclad. My cheskas tahara is a vadai. The mace being there in the cave is a suffix. Ain't suffix mace mide vadai. Get lost. I'm
tar. You mean the mace only happened, you would assume afterwards?
We don't know we don't know when the mace appeared. We find now there to be a mace in this right. Cave. So, we do not know was the mace there. So you say to the person, tahara, uh-huh. You have a suffix. Was the mace there? Was the mace not there? Maybe it was there, maybe it was there. One thing I can tell you, when I went into the cave, I was tar.
Okay, what about, okay, let's talk about someone's tummy.
But let's say, I was tummy mace. And the only reason why I went into the mikvah is because I wanted to be mitahir myself and become tar. And now it turns out that in that mikvah that I went to be mitahir myself, there was a suffix. Oh, now not so pashut. Because your chazaka, your presumption was tummy. Walked in tummy. So you want to go to the mikvah to bring yourself out of that tummy by going into this mikvah. So you can't do that if the mikvah is in question. If you went into the mikvah, you becheskas tahara, and now the question is, did going into the mikvah, did it ruin it for you? Then we can say that your presumption is very strong, and you, it's a suffix. What was the status of the mikvah? My chazaka is tahar. Ain't suffix, mosim devadai. But if you're telling me that when you went to the mikvah, you were tamei, and the only reason why you went to the mikvah is because you wanted to be mitahir yourself, and then it turns out that the mikvah wasn't really so ayayay, so then if you go into a mikvah that's good, then you can elevate yourself, you can change your status from tamei to tar. But if you're going into a mikvah that's questionable, you can't change yourself, you can't pull yourself out of the chazaka. That's the Mishnah. That's all, so now, long comes the so far is that if you find a dead body that's floating in the mikvah, this is called a tumah yudua. A tumah yudua is very, very severe, even if it's a suffix, when it comes to a nazir. Mimela, if you have here a nazir who already did everything, he did outs, he's finished, you think you get away with it. He counted 30 days, he shaved all, he brought 3 korbanos. He shaved off his hair, he drank yayin, v'acha yishta ha-nozer yayin, and he went back to his regular life. And then they tell him, you know something, Nozer? Guess what? 15 days ago, 2 weeks ago, you went into that cave. And when you went into that cave, you thought you were tahar. And now we discover that there's a dead body floating in that cave. And it could very well be that when you were in that cave, the dead body was there, which means that you were tamei, which means that your whole nazirus was no good, and you're going to have to start all over again and bring new korbanos. So the nazir says, excuse me, when I went into that cave, I was tahar.
I see.
And you're telling me you don't know, maybe yeah, maybe not, maybe the dead body was there, wasn't there, you don't know. Listen here, don't go start up with me. If I walked into that cave, I was tar, I have a chazaka. Gedoyla chazaka. If you bring, the Mashiach comes tonight, right now, not during the shir, after the shir.
And we're learning now. Belayla.
We're learning now, after the shir. So after Marv also, you want that Marv? I don't have such kavod anywhere, so Marv can come during Marv.
Mr.
Apple, if Mashiach comes and you're in the middle of Shemona Esher, what are you going to do? Are you going to be mafsek? Eliyahu will come together. If Mashiach comes in the middle of your Shemona Esrei, are you going to be mafsik? Are you going to be mafsik in the Shemona Esrei? So let's say, who can do the avoida? Kohanim, right? Only Kohanim. But you're going to be in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Who can a Kohen do the avoida? Can a Kohen do the avoida?
Not at night.
During the day, fine. Tomorrow morning, can I call you the avoida?
But he's so, Thomas. Thomas Mass.
No. We'll be with that. But who says you're a coin? Right. Who says this fellow was a coin? Teretz says.
First of all, everyone's tummy. Everyone's suffered tummy. How could he do it?
Okay, that's not the point. So we'll wait. Fine. Right. We'll be retired. We'll wait a week. Tumhutu
Mitzibur.
We'll go.
There's no definite coin.
Okay. What do you mean? What do you mean? There's no definite Gedoyla Chazaka. Whoever Rabbi Sholim and the Gabbai gives coin to can do the Avodah. Gedoyla Chazaka. Why can he do the Avodah? If Rabbi Sholim gives someone an Aliyah, there's a Chazaka, he's a coin. If the Velt is Makabal him as a coin, Gedoyla Chazaka. What's the Shaila? There's no Shaila whatsoever. Gedoyla Chazaka. Chazaka is a very powerful principle. If this fellow walked into the cave in the state of Tahara, and then he was a Nazir for 30 days, and he brought his korbanos, and he shaves off his hair, and then he goes back to work, goes back to his regular life, and then we come, we say, we have bad news to tell you, sir. You were here 2 weeks ago in the middle of your nazirus, you walk into this cave, and guess what we found in the cave? We find a dead body floating in the cave. That means there's a real possibility that when you came here 2 weeks ago, there was a dead body floating in the cave. So this person says to him, excuse me, sir, when I walked into the cave, I was 100% tahar. Gedoyla chazaka. you have a doubt, maybe the dead body was, maybe it wasn't here, get lost. Don't go bother me. Along comes our Mishnah and says a dover nifla admoid. If he only came, woke up today for this, it would be dayenu. Dayenu, such a chiddush that if in this case a suffek is going to require the nazir to repeat the entire nazirus all over again. The chazaka here, nishka hoigen, nishka floigen, out the window, is not going to work when it comes to a nazir. Why not? Why should the laws of nazirus chazaka be weaker by a tumi yudua than the laws of chazaka b'chola Torah kula? To this, Rishol Liman is going to stay up the whole night tonight. The whole night. The ma'ayin, all of the svarim, and all of the chidushim, and maybe speak to the Magid, to understand the depth of reasoning of why chazaka does not work when it comes to the laws of nazirus. So pel de kakasha. A tumah yidua. And Rashi follows off. And by the way, it goes without saying, you don't need a chiddush that if the nazir was tamei, if the person was tamei, and he went into the mikvah to be mitaher himself, and he thought that he was tar, and then he observed a 30-day nazirus, and then they tell him, 30 days ago when you went to that mikvah to be mitaher yourself, there was a question if it was a kosher mikvah because we found a dead body floating in the water. So in that case, okay, that I understand. Because then the person did not have a chazaka, the person was tamei, he was trying to lift himself out of his tumah to become tar, then I can understand why you're going to say that the person has to redo the nazirus. That I get. That I understand. But to say that he has to redo the nazirus in the case when he has a chezkas tahara, you don't say this. You normally say gedol chazaka. Why here don't we say the principle of gedol chazaka? This is the Veltz Kasha. Look at Rav Shlomo Lobel, he's smiling, he has a simcha satira. Ain't simcha ke simcha satira.
Okay.
So what's the answer? I don't know. Nazir is different. Nazir has a different set of rules. Let's see inside. So again, the Rashi for the fifth time, the Rashi, Ketzad, he tuma satochayim, so first Rashi discusses tuma yudua. Before we get to tuma satochayim, im nitma b'tuma smes. Here's an easy case. Easy. This is easy shmeezy. Easy case. He's vadai tamei. Now here's the chiddush of Rashi. And Rashi adds this line in, which really needs an explanation. It's really the Mishnah. The afilu. You hear this? Can you explain this? Can you explain this chiddush? The afilu. That's partially, even though that's tumi yudua. Next line, the afilu im lo yorad l'sham little el lahoker, which means what? He has a chazaka being tar.
Yeah.
And now you're telling him it was a suffik. Hareze tame? No, there's no such thing. Hareze tame v'soyser es hakol. There's a reyesa. The simple answer to the reason why you're not going to say Gdol Chazaka over here is because the case of Gdol Chazaka, there's no reyesa.
What does a reyesa mean?
A reyesa means there's a challenge. Mm-hmm. Where Rishon Liman gives people, he calls them up as koyhanim.
Right.
Koyhanim. No one's challenging them. There's just stam in the Velt. In the Velt, there's a shmua that there could very well be in the Velt, there are koyhanim that name yuchasim. Could very well be. But there's no evidence. There's no specific details of why this fellow should not be. Here it's worse. This is not your classic case of Gdol Chazaka is where it's not specific to you. There's a shmua in the Welt that there are certain imposters amongst the Kohanim who have embedded themselves and they take the first Aliyah and they're not really Kohanim or the Chalolim or they're this or they're that, whatever they are. But do you have any evidence? Is there anyone coming to challenge this person's authenticity? No. So then you say Gdol Chazaka. Here you don't have that. Here we have a person that has a real problem. Even though he has a Cheskas Tahara, the bottom line is, on that day that he went into the mikvah, there's a real reisa. There's a real challenge that there was a dead body floating in the mikveh, and it might have been there when he went inside. So that's why this case.
So here we don't say then
you don't say gdil chazaka. Okay, weiter. Now, avol, next Rashi. Avolim nimsa mishuka bekarka mara. Let's say you find the dead body that's buried in the ground of the cave. That's called tumas atoim. Palmim shutar, palmim shutame. Kishenichnas l'sham v'lo nichnas po ela lohaker.
Sometimes he's tar, sometimes he's tumah.
So now we're going to make the differentiate between the chazaka and no
chazaka.
So kishenichnas l'sham v'lo nichnas po ela lohaker. The only reason why I'm going into this mikvah is because I want to cool off, which means I'm not tumah. I'm tar. And then v'noida lo lach gilach shnim solushon meis mishuka keneged pnei mara. Harez etar. Why? The zui to masatohim. Okay, so over here Rashi is saying over here that you need to combine two factors. One is not enough. One is there's a tumah that's buried. No one ever knew about it. Okay, tumas tum needs more definition. No one ever knew that there's a dead body here. It was never known to mankind. How did the body get there then? Who knows? It just floated there and somehow embedded itself into the ground. No one ever knew there was a dead body over here. That's not enough. He also needs a chazaka. It's the tzeruf. The tzeruf of the chazaka together with being with tumas atohoim. Avul yorad l'sham litoher mitumas hames. But let's say the person was tameh. And he went to the mikveh to be mitaher himself. And then it turns out that they find the tumas tohoim. Oh, this is the heicha timso where we can be megal. Because since he has no chazok in this case. In this case, he has no chazok. He's tomei. He's starting off tomei. And he's going into the mikveh to be mitaher himself. And now there's a reisa. On the mikveh, did the mikveh actually help him achieve the tahara? Here we're going to say, too bad. A dead body is a dead body. You remain tameh.
Even though there was no chazaka that the body was there?
Well, it's a doubt. It's a doubt. The body is there. We find it there now. The body is there. We don't know. And there's a reasonable possibility that the body was there when he went to be tameh.
So he's tameh. He went out of the tahara. He didn't know the body was there. It's a suffix tummy or not. Now we're
going to
say his tummy.
It's a suffix if the mikveh was a kosher mikveh. It's a...
Yeah, okay, fine. But at the time that he went to the mikveh was about a tummy, right?
Mr. Rappaport is asking a brilliant question. Didn't the mikveh have a cheskas kosher mikveh? Why should we look at the dead body? Just like you're telling me that if the person himself is tahar, and the person goes into the mikveh, oh, you're tahar, and it's only tumasat tohoim. Okay, you're chazaka with the fact that this halacha lemoshe mitzinai of tumasat tohoim is going to get you through, even if he was tamei until now. Why don't we say we should ignore the suffix of the tumas atohim, because the mikveh had a chazaka. Excellent question. I don't know the answer. This question is discussed in great detail in Shev Shmaitza. This is Shev Shmaitza, the way all these types of sfeikas, all these things. Excellent question. I don't have an answer. Maybe you could, I don't know. Okay, there's a lot of things you can say. But I don't know. Maybe the mikveh, I think maybe the mishnayos have these situations. I don't.
Maybe
chazaka
only pertains only to the person, not to the.
Not to an object.
Yeah.
Not to an object. Was the mikveh? Okay, I don't know. This is very deep. This is omik miyim tzena. Vayit avol yorad l'sham litoyim mitumas hanes v'yachakach noyde lo v'afilu.
We know a person went to a kosher mikveh and they measured it later on.
Okay, so it seems as well. You're asking another question. What's the chilik between going into a kosher mikveh 40 saw? That's a mishnah, misach the mikvahs, and then later you measure the mikveh and the mikveh is chaser. So do we go that say retroactively, it wasn't really a kosher mikveh? So you do see there's a chazaka by mikvahs also. So why when you introduce a mace, obviously when you have a shiloh of the amount of water then you maintain the kashrus of the mikvah. If I measure the mikvah and the mikvah is 40 saw, and later we measure later on and it's less than 40 saw, so what? We could assume that until now
it's 40 saw.
Here you're
eating. 1 second, we say it's a kosher mikvah.
Yeah, because the mikvah is water. The mikvah itself has maintained its. Here you're introducing a foreign matter, a foreign body. Is that a funny term over here? Foreign body, literally a foreign body. Normally, foreign body in medicine.
Foreign body
means,
in a body of water.
It means you put into the body a chemical that doesn't belong, they call it a foreign body. Here with mamish, a body, pshutu kimashroi. There's a foreign body in the mikvah, in the service of the mikvah. Maybe the again, this is very deep. You see, Rabbi Sholim and the Rashi was giving us a teaser for his shir at 7:30 in Knesset Space at Bigdor.
Me.
Lord will give Daf Yomi Nazir. The time of Shas. Fine. He's not giving the Shabbos. He's giving the Shabbos. You're giving the Shabbos. Rabbi Sholim giving the Shabbos.
He gives it, I think, once a month. Nay. Next.
Yeah.
Nay.
You have to tell us when you're giving.
Nay.
But let's say because you have to have the combination of cheskas taharas aguf with tumas atohoy. But if the person went there to be mitaher, then you don't have the combination, and then he doesn't have the cheskas taharas aguf. And even though it's a weaker type of tumor called tumas atohoim, it's not going to get him through. He has to have, it's the combination. It's a very interesting concept of the combination. This, by the way, is shimush. When you go for shimush, today it's very hard to go shimush. Right, Belsky, people go sit by the poiske hador. What do they teach you? What do the poiskim teach you? They teach you a lot of things. Okay, you don't know the halacha, teach you the halacha. But besides teaching you, besides, you know, one of the biggest things of shimush is to teach you when you can do what's called a sniff lahalacha. People come, ask a Rav Shaila, what's the halacha? Well, every question is unique. What are the questions of? What are the factors? There are three factors, A, B, and C. In this factor, there are poiskim that are megal, but we don't paskim like them. We're machmer. In this factor, the poiskim also they are making, but we're machmer, and this also we're generally machmer. But because in your situation, all three of them come together, they intersect together, then the rule is we can be making. A sniff lahakel. That's what shimush is all about. You go to a poisek, and he teaches you. This is not in Shulchan Aruch. You're not going to find this in Shulchan Aruch. You can know the Shulchan Aruch inside. You can know the halacha. It says in the Mechaber this, says in the Ramah this, says in the Taz this, the Shach this, it says the Amog and Avram this, it says in you'll find a sheet over here, Azoy. What is the halacha? The halacha is, we pass Kim L'chumra. Get lost, go home, I can't help you. This is the Shaila, and this is the halacha. Yeah, there are those that are lenient, but we don't pass Kim like those. Those are the Das Yochid, and they're not acceptable. That's not mainstream Judaism. But then you have a Shaila, where there are really two issues. And each issue independently, you will be machmir. But when the two of them intersect, and each one of those issues, there are mekilim, then you have to know the rules. When you're able to combine the two factors together to be mekel. That's a grois chokhmah. And that you only learn from the big experts. That's something which is an art, and only can be learned through learning from the real experts. So here in this Gemara, there's exactly that in this Mishnah. It introduced this principle. We have over here the Tumas HaTohoim is a Kula, but we don't pass the Kula by the Tumas HaTohoim. The kind of Chazaka is a very nice thing, but a Chazaka does not stand the test when you're going up against a Tumas Vadai. But when you have a Tumas HaTohoim together with a Chazaka, all of a sudden, The gates open. It's a very, 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 very interesting concept.
Okay, let's finish.
Okay, next. Shecheskas tamei, hamid becheskas tamei. Next Rashi. Becheskas tar, yoyre l'sham becheskas tar. If you went into the cave becheskas tar, together with tumas atohim. Tumas HaTohoim with Cheskas Torah Tar. Why? Sheraglayim Ladover. So the Mishnah finishes off Sheraglayim Ladover, Kiloimar. Oh, Koloi Marashi.
Shadvarim Nirim.
Shadvarim Nirim Kach. The Tahar. Hamid Al Cheskosai. The Tommy Al Cheskosai. The Tahave Cheskas Tar. The Cheskas Tame Tame. But only in this Mishnah where you're going to be combining it together with the Tumas Atahoim. Okay, are we good with this Mishnah? If we all know this Mishnah, it's Kedai also. The Chaz of the Mishnah. Nazir Shegilach V'nidlo Shu Tomei. A Nazir the Gilo. He's everything. He's done. Finished. It Monday was the ceremony. It's now Tuesday. Now V'nidlo Shu Tomei. And now you discover that he's Tomei. He told him, guess what? 2 weeks ago you walked to, well, now it's really going to the case of the mikvah. You went into this pool and there was a dead body there. And V'nidlo Shu Tomei. So Im Tomei Yudua. If they tell him that when you went into this location to cool off or to be mitayer, it is Tumas Yudua, finished. He doesn't have a chance. Because Tuma Yudua knocks out a Cheskas Tyrus Aguf. A Tuma Yudua will knock off. Im Tuma Yudua, Soyser. Vim Tumas Tahoim, Eina Soyser. It's not Soyser. Provided, he has the Cheskas Tahara. But if he doesn't have the Cheskas Tahara, then the Tumas time is not going to help him.
Yeah.
Ain't it? Imad now, but let's say Imad Shelo Gilach. This that you even this is another chiddush. Even though we can be makel when we combine together Tumas Tahoim with Cheskas Tahara Saguf, that's only when he already brought the korbanos. He already got over the hump. He already brought the korbanos and did giluach. But let's say he did not yet do the giluach. He did not do the giluach.
He's in between the carbon and the giluach.
Then, even though he has a cheskas tahara, and he has
a tumas atahoim.
So you really need. I take it back. What I said, you need to be three. You really need. Really, what the Mishnah over here is saying is you have to have three things to your advantage. Number one, you have to have the giluach. Number two, you have to have it to be only tumas atahoim. And number three, you have to have a cheskas tahara sagof. Only when all three factors intersect, then you can be makel. If you only have two yudua, forget it. Before the giluach, forget it. And if you have a cheskas tuma, you don't have the cheskas taras aguf, forget it. You have to have all three factors working to your favor in order to prevail in this case. Ketzat, what is the example? Yara litbol b'mara v'nim semes sova pi amara tuma yudua. Tame, nothing's going to help you in this case. Let's say Nimsa Meshuka Bekarka Ma'ara. Oh, Tumas Tahoim. Do you have the other factors? So number one, you have Gilach, that you already got. Number two, now comes if you're little Hoker. If you went there to cool off, which means you had a Cheskas Tahara Saguf, and you only went in there Lahoker to cool off, then you have all three in your favor. Gilach, Cheskas Tahara Saguf, Tahar, and Tumas Tahoim, all three in your favor, then Tar. Li Taher, but let's say you were Vadai Tame, and the reason why you went to the Mar was to Matar yourself, so you don't have the Cheska Guf, then the Li Tahar Mitumas Ameis, Tame, because Chazaka is a major factor. Shecheskas Tame Tame, the Cheskas Tar Tar. Shraglayim Ludovar, to follow the Chazaka.
Go ahead.
Was it worth coming tonight? All of the Mishnah?
I have his charger, yeah.
Of course. It should be good. It's good. It should work.